We are accompanied in this world by living creatures that surround us. This is Don Rush. And they range from our usual pets of cats and dogs to those of whom we think much less. Delmarva Public Media essayist George Merrill ponders this world as one that was much appreciated by St. Francis.
Who doesn't love St. Francis? In the popular mind, Francis has become an almost universal symbol for our primal connection with nature. The interconnectedness we have to all living things, even skunks and snakes. Greater love hath no man, we might think. That we humans enjoy cross-species relationships with deep bonds of affection is well known. We see it in the child's hamster, his painted turtle, her goldfish, the guppy and the cats and dogs that live in love and harmony with the householders. Cats are the most convenient of the four-legged animals to house. They are self-directing, but with finicky tastes, but are easy to care for, too. Dogs are more trouble, but are more demonstrably affectionate than cats, in my view. You know when dogs are happy. Cats, on the other hand, are furtive and sneaky. You're never sure just what they may be thinking. The companionship that cats and dogs offer us is legendary. There are even pet cemeteries here on the shore where we can rest the bones of our pets in charming wooded ambience with the same solemnity and dignity we practice when burying our friends and relatives. The most maligned of God's creatures are mice and snakes. The abhorrence for these creatures may be atavistic, but it's entirely undeserved. One spring, my wife and I watched the lawn from the porch as three black snakes were involved in what I can only describe as a menage a trois. The snakes wound in and out of one another's embrace in the most supple and tender way, giving the impression of a sensuality I would never have assumed of snakes. We watched enthralled. Finally, they peeled off one another, each going its own way. One climbed a tree, wrapped itself around a branch, and took a nap. Although they were having fun, an hour of such intensity can be exhausting. There is no animal that has sacrificed more in saving human lives than the laboratory mouse. She or he keep on giving even as they are manhandled, womanhandled, deprived of sleep and companionship, injected with toxins, fed unhealthy foods, put through mindless exercising, suffering abuses and indignities in abundance. All this in the service of helping to find cures for our ills. Considering the plagues from which humanity has been delivered, saved because some mouse gave his all, I would say mice are truly man's best friend. Treating mice with more kindness is a small price to pay for what they have given us. I am confident that St. Francis would have had it that way, too. George Merrill, On the Shore.